What's the deal, man? It's your boy BC here on the You Heard Me podcast, my boy G Nice TV.
Nigga, shit, that's some fuck shit. He ain't a real nigga, watch who you run with. He's not a stepper, better watch who you stunt with. Still getting bread with the niggas that I got crumbs with. Oh shit, that nigga stills will put up with folk dick. And he got a big loaf in his pocket, he can't fold it.
I had a wet jumper, I'm a cold nigga, hit a soulmate all summer. Bitch, hit my phone, asking for money, yeah, wrong number.
What's the deal? It's your boy G Murd. You already know what the fuck going on, man. You watching another episode of the You Heard Me podcast presented by G Nice TV. And today, I'm very excited because I got one of my big homies, the founder, one of the founders of the SKM group, you know, movement. Sir. My boy D Steve.
Yes, sir.
How y'all doing, man? If y'all ain't tapping in with the homie podcast, y'all sleep. Like I said, wake the hell up, I.E.
That's what we do it for.
Yes, sir. We just gonna get right to it, man. You know, you recently released a tape, right, called Unexpected.
Yes, sir.
Talk about Unexpected, man. What went into it and what made you want to drop it now?
You know, it's crazy. The nigga was making, like, just doing everything so right. Financially, just everything. So I was just like, man, I think it's that time that, you feel me, start back dropping the music. Cause that's what everybody want from in there. They don't like me. It's like the sound. But yeah, that's more
of a nigga wanted from everybody. So I was just like, man, let me drop something. And I named it Unexpected because, I mean, obviously it just came out of nowhere. You feel me? Like, not even the homies knew I was dropping it. I just ran that shit. It's a little 7-track EP. Go check it out. The link gonna be in the bio. I'm gonna make sure my boy put that in there.
Put in the description. So, but crazy part is you was already hinting it because I remember when I was in school, like you would put out these freestyles in the whip.
Yeah.
And when I paid attention to the music, I'm like, okay, this is the freestyle he was kicking. He put it in the whole track.
A lot of them, yeah.
So like, were you already anticipating the whole time?
In a sense, because I ain't never stopped like making music. It was always just timing was fucked up. You feel me? It was always timing was bad. And then I always felt like, damn, nigga can't do nothing. And then by the time a nigga think about a studio session, it's motherfucking 12 o'clock already. I'm like, God damn.
Late as hell.
So, yeah, it was more like the time was perfect, just everything. So I felt it. That's probably why a lot of the tracks played out like good, how they did.
Yeah, and I actually got a chance to get an exclusive on one of the tracks before it came out. And it's with, you know, Tiny Deuce, and they get it Rogers.
Man.
So, like, how did that come about? Obviously, that's Lil Bro.
Them my boys. You already know that. So, it's like, it's easy for me to get in contact with them and, like, do some shit.
Yeah.
So, I literally just was like, man, I'm about to send this to all the homies and see who, like,
want
to jump on it. Yeah. And I left that optional for all of them to jump on it just to see who going to have the best verse type shit. Just like a little competition within each other. Well, they didn't even know I was doing it. I was just doing it, you feel me? Like,
unexpected.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm just more like, shit, I'm about to tell all the homies to jump on this, and whoever get the best verse on there, I'm going to throw it out to them, you feel me? We're going to do the track.
So Tiny killed it?
And yeah, he had the best. he had the best one, man.
Hey,
and
man.
And he fast, too. You know, Aaron fast. He's not going to wait like 2 weeks or nothing. That nigga going to get right to it. So that nigga got right to it. I'm like, oh, shit, I was excited. Because, I mean, you know, it's just dope seeing that nigga do anything. Any of us. It's been so long niggas been doing this shit, bro.
Yeah. From back in the day.
Yeah, I watched them niggas be scared to even rap on a song. So now, you feel me, getting in there, recording shit easy.
And that's what I'm about to get into right now. It's like, what really started the music movement to the SKM? Thing y'all was doing, because y'all started off doing like jerking.
Yeah.
Y'all started off jerking. We'll talk about that in a minute, but I want to know how the music shit came about.
It came about more because, like, all right.
Because you was dropping freestyles on the vlogs.
Oh, God. Jerking was falling off, bro. So it was like, man, what we going to do next? You feel me? That was a question. What we going to do next? So niggas was like, man, nigga for sure rap. You feel me? So I was like, what, 16 when I dropped my first song?
Yeah.
And I was in high school, bro. I think y'all niggas San probably G? Was like, yeah, y'all.
Oh, me. I was in Toronto, probably.
Oh, God. Aaron wasn't. I think he looked like a kid. Yeah, niggas was sure in like 7th grade, 8th grade. Because him and Tracy, we niggas waited for them to get out of school that day. Oh, God. I remember like yesterday.
Did you do the music because, remember in the jerking days, everybody wanted to jerk to their own shit? And everybody was making their own tracks. Like Marvel Inc., they was making their own music.
You know what's crazy? I never wanted to make like jerking sound because I knew I could like actually rap. So I knew that shit wouldn't even fit. You feel me?
Yeah.
But my brother was running that shit. That nigga, J20, was running the motherfucking jerking music. So I could just step back. You feel me? Like, nigga used to have exclusive to all his music. So I'd be fucking, we'd shoot videos to like unreleased music. And everybody would start wondering where that song at, you feel me? Because they want to dance to it now.
Yeah.
And that nigga would go release it. Like, it was smart how we was doing everything, but shit, at the same time, we was so young and didn't know how to do this shit.
Yeah.
It was like, it wasn't sticking, you feel me?
Well,
it was hitting, but it wasn't sticking.
If you guys don't know, you know, obviously, D-Steez, and he's part of an SKM group, like I said, and he's the jerk back in the day. And he started it with a guy named DJ, one of his best friends as well.
Yes, sir, my brother.
Yep. So, like, what really, how did that SKM come about? Yeah.
Bro. All right. So
and it's a bunch of y'all.
Yeah. Niggas, like we had good picking, too. I go,
nah, because everybody on their shit.
Niggas had good picking, bro. We picked good. But, man, that shit came about. It was more like, all right, this nigga DJ, I knew DJ forever, bro. I knew this nigga since third grade.
Yeah.
Like, literally. And then we got to high school, and it was, like, the first day at the little PE room and shit. Everybody in there trying, you know, they giving niggas where they go, that type shit.
Yeah.
And then this nigga just yelled at me, like, you high, huh, bro? Like, damn, nigga. You don't put a nigga on Front Street. Mind you, at this time, I didn't even smoke. But if I was high, the nigga would have blasted me out. But then he just, nigga just started hanging with a nigga every day. You feel me? Me, him, and the homie Baby, we was thugging every day. You know, it's crazy. Hold on, let me rewind it. Me and King actually.
Yeah, because I was going to say, King, like, yeah, he older, ain't he?
Yeah. Me and King actually, like, started the shit up.
That nigga King then, Hart. He rapped like motherfucking.
We did it in there. That nigga something else.
Tech Nine shit, like, he be.
That nigga something else.
He be going off.
I be telling you, you got to drop all these niggas. He coming though for sure. Yeah. That boy got some shit. He got some shit involved. But back to what I was saying, I forget it. Hold on, where was I? Okay. Yeah, so I bump into this nigga DJ. He throw a nigga on Front Street or whatever. Then we just like start hanging out. The nigga asked me like, man, let's make a group, whatever. You know, yeah, in school together. Let's make like a little dressing clicker, that type shit. That's how it was at first. And then shit, nigga just start doing the jerking videos. Cause we see, you know how it went. You seen other schools doing it and other motherfuckers. So you like, man, I'm about to do it for this school then. Fuck it. So we put out one for Sanjee. And shit, low key went viral on Facebook, like to where everybody was tapping in with it. And then shit, nigga was bringing in like 5K views on just a jerking video by herself. So
I
was
seen
like,
it on
and
the
that
channel.
Was like a good little buzz to start off with. This motherfucker is not lying. But that's how the main part came about with me and DJ. Niggas is just friends already. And we're more like, man, let's do some shit that's cool out of this shit. You feel me? Because everybody had their little cliques already in school. It was all type of cliques when the nigga was around.
Yeah.
A lot of them ain't even around no more. You feel me? But we still here. So that tell you a lot.
No, facts. Nah, and you guys definitely, like, added hella people to the roster that is beneficial to the group. Like, you guys, bro, Wise, you know, Yada.
Everybody do something. Yeah. Bro. Everybody play a good position. Them niggas play their shit.
Then, you know, Aaron and y'all, you guys always been involved in some big movements in the IE, whether it was the jerking or even the jerking era when, jerking, duh.
Yeah.
But when Audio Pushing Them came out, y'all was in their videos and all types of shit.
Yeah,
Tiny
man,
Deuce was on.
Albies. They still working too.
Yeah. So, like, y'all still have that relationship with, like, Price and all them, too?
I mean, I probably don't bump into them or, you know, pull up on them how I used to. But if I was to see them, it's always love.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, if they got a show and I decide to go, 9 times out of 10, I won't pay to get in.
Well,
you feel
of course.
Me? Like, unless I just came unexpectedly and then ain't nobody seen me and that shit like that.
Yeah.
And I just walked to the door. But, yeah, they know I'm present. They for sure. You feel me? The love is there. And then, you know, it goes further. Niggas is like family now. Them niggas, big brothers.
Of course. One thing I always like about your music, bro, when I first started tapping in, I think it was like my sophomore, junior year in college, I was listening to a record you dropped because you was doing the freestyle, like I said, in your car. Then you ended up dropping a video. And then I was like, I'm going to start tapping in, big bro. Big bro really hard.
Bro, I mean,
one thing I like about your music, bro, you be talking that shit.
Hey, like, it's for all real. Authentic.
You like, I said, like I said, you go wife the bitch. You be at her house and you fix her pipes and
hey,
shit.
Hey, you go do that.
Well, you could keep the bitch because I'm too small to tussle with niggas. So you going to fight the blick. I will knife the bitch. You lay up and try to wipe the bitch. I just pipe the bitch. You at their house fixing their pipes and shit. John Wick with the strap. I treat them gentle.
Extra, man. I
just,
I
was like, hey,
nigga,
that shit
was stupid. That shit stupid. Make dinner and shit. Like, I ain't gotta do all that.
Yeah, like, and it's just dope. Like, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
to see like the whole group just do their thing as well. That shit makes me, it's dope.
Hey, you know what's crazy? I be actually, bro, like surprised off my music myself, to where like I can actually go listen to it like it's somebody else, and that's when I know I got some good music. Because I'm listening to it like, damn, this thing's spitting, but it's me.
Yeah. Yup.
Oh, God.
So, like, what would you say is your musical influences growing up then?
As far as people?
At anything, yeah. Music, life, whatever that.
My mom a music head. Like, she's a music head. Like, still to this day, she's sitting in her room, blast her music, you know, drink a little wine or whatever. So, it was just that. And then... it's always music. Like, me and my brothers, we always sit and argue about artists. You feel me? Who's harder? Who's better out of Jay-Z and Nas? You know what I'm saying? So, nigga just always picked up on everything. We're like, I like this nigga Lil Wayne for this. I like Drake because he know how to sing and rap. I like these old school niggas because they the only ones who could do this sound. Like, it was just, it's a whole bunch. It's a lot of music, bro. Music is great because it's like, I can't even really tell you where I got it from. Or it's just music, it's just natural, bro. See me? Like, I can't be like, oh, this one nigga taught me. Because I listen to everybody, bro. I don't even have a favorite rapper. Well, I'm lying. 50 Cent is my favorite rapper, but... you get what I'm saying? Like, he's not a nigga I go
there's different people you go for for different shit.
For sure. Everybody play their own position and part. I don't even call rappers whack. I be always telling my brother this, like, don't call niggas whack. Because we literally all saying the same shit. It's just how a nigga format.
Yeah, different ways
it's
of
the
saying
delivery.
Different perspectives.
So
and
yeah,
shit.
I don't even call rappers whack, bro. But for the most part, I just picked up off just everything. But my biggest influence, probably as a person, was 50 Cent.
Yeah,
50 Cent. Yeah, cause that nigga, bro. I don't know. That nigga just dope. That nigga's a motherfucking genius. You know what I'm saying? You know what to do. What gangster you know who'll sue somebody?
Oh, yeah. You talking about old girl? You talking about old girl?
That nigga sue your ass, bro. He didn't sue Jay-Z. You niggas in the rap game, like, bro.
That nigga sued a girl, too. Tierra. I think, I don't know if her name was Tierra or something, but he's suing a girl for putting out a video of her doing
I
her
think
thing.
Sierra Marie.
Yeah, right? From Love & Hip Hop?
Yeah, that bitch don't play Love & Hip Hop. Okay.
Well, talk a little bit about the group, man. I know, like, everybody do their thing. Like, what makes you stay focused, like, throughout all the bullshit, all the times, you know what I mean? Like, what always kept you going, you know what I mean? Because throughout the time you wasn't putting out music, everybody in the group was going at. Like, it was out posting shit.
You know, though, by having a level-headed group, all right, say if I'm feeling bad one day, I can call the homie. Because he's feeling good today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Something probably went great for him. So I'm calling him like, hey, fuck it, I'm about to call this nigga DJ. That nigga turn. It sounds funny, but nigga turn around a nigga whole day. Because it's somebody who knows me. There's not a lot of people who knows me. Like, know me, you feel me? They know me as my physical form.
Yeah, but not deeply.
Know, yeah, they don't know me.
They don't know your presence.
Exactly. So, these is people who do. And it's man just like you, you feel me? So when I go, if I ever, like, for instance, if I go cry, I think of the homies like, these niggas probably ain't crying. It made it toughen me up a little bit. Like, I don't think the homie a crier. You know what I'm saying? Just little shit. But DJ and there, everybody play their own role. Cause shit, I could call King when I want to hear, like, you know, fuck them niggas.
Yeah.
Cause he got that attitude. Like,
yep, that's what he delivered.
Yeah, he's more like a fuck them niggas, bro. Yeah. Hey, fuck everybody. You know what I'm saying? Do what you gotta do, nigga. Do what makes you happy. He more that type of dude. So it's like, shit, I mean, I stay around these niggas because
like I said, being around level-headed people, if I ain't on top of my grind, I go around these niggas, they whipping out loafs and shit. I got, you feel me? I'm like, oh, I gotta stay up to par. So that'd be the motivation is, shit, I could honestly say, I mean, I don't have to look too far for motivation because it's all here.
Yeah, the group.
Yeah.
What do you call, they always say, you are the company you keep.
Niggas got kids and shit, so it's,
yeah,
it's different thinking over here.
Of course, and everybody, yeah, you are the company you keep. You know, that's the gym. Yeah. Well, now that you have, like, the tape out, you got visuals out, things like that. Oh, look at that, Tiny Deuce.
Bastard.
What's the deal?
Should do our house.
Bro, this is an unexpected call, too.
We live.
This is an unexpected call.
We live right
this
now.
This is an unexpected call.
I ain't doing no weird shit.
Hey, we live, man. We live. Look at Nando.
Oh, that's on my lap.
Appreciate you. Yes, we are live, and this is motherfucking Tiny fucking Deuce. You know what I'm saying?
He done tapped in.
He done tapped in.
Mr. Get It Rogers.
This is an unexpected call. This, I'm telling you, 6 months.
Yeah.
Banger. Viral. That's all I got to say. Viral. And once we done with the video, I gotta talk to you about it because it's a great deal.
Nah, for sure, for sure. Hey, tell them to tune into the DC's new tape.
Oh, man, tell them niggas they got to tap they stupid ass in. We going to make sure we throw all that in there. Oh, God. They better tap in. If not, I'm going to just hit them with another one. Unexpected, too.
Dude, you got to.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, we just got off the phone with Tiny. You know, you call unexpectedly, but pretty much wrapping it up at this point, we want to get into a... Off the scene, you said something about you might drop an unexpected two on their ass.
Oh,
so,
would
you see? Well, are we gonna see another tape coming soon?
Well, faster than niggas thinking.
So you're coming now for sure.
Yeah, like I'm already in the works. I already got some shit laid out. I already got songs I can put on it if I wanted to. But I ain't even gonna throw those on there. I'm gonna come all brand new. I'm coming fresh.
You gonna drop any visuals before you drop the tape?
Oh, for sure. I think. A couple of these on the unexpected deserve a visual. I for sure got to shoot one of that numb. I want to shoot one to the intro. I already got one going to the Outstanding Memories, the one you was talking about.
Yeah, that one. That one's my favorite one. The what was the feedback you got when you released the tape? What was people telling you and stuff?
Same thing. You hard. You feel me?
Yeah, you went dumb.
You hard. Nah. Everybody always got something good to say about me.
Well, will we ever see a SKM tape?
Oh.
I feel like y'all need to make one ASAP, bro.
They ain't getting that. That's like some black hippie shit. Like, they're not getting that to we get what we want to.
Yeah.
You feel me?
That's Austin, I think.
They giving us the right feedback. That's when they get that shit.
Bro, if you could do an SKM, keep it rolling. If you could make an SKM tape with the group, I think that shit would be hard as fuck because you guys can establish something right now, and then when everybody continue to get bigger, you know what I'm saying? The tape's just the anticipation becomes more better.
It's gonna go crazy, bro, because we all know each other to where like we know each other's style and music and everything. What's the deal, fam?
Oh, go ahead, bro. Yeah, I can dab up. I ain't tripping.
Same shit in the toilet.
How y'all know each other?
Oh, man. Through DJ.
Way back though.
Yeah, yeah, as far as years.
Dre.
And I met him like off campus. Like,
yeah.
You feel me? A family event type shit. Forget the nigga Eyes.
That nigga Eyes DJing at the motherfucking strip club and shit, playing off some records the other day. But, hey man, I just want to say I appreciate you for coming today though, for real.
Yeah,
you sent me a lot to
I'm
me, bro.
I'm slicing up every time.
Man, and, like I said, bro, earlier, nigga, y'all the reason why I started this shit, and I'm going to continue to do this shit.
Nigga, continue,
yeah.
Bro. That's love to hear me here. Like I said, a lot of niggas, they won't even say that. They weird.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They got something to hide. They'd rather hang around you and just not act like, you know, just say it. Get it out. Give a nigga their roses while they're here. Hey, like bro. We was talking about before.
Exactly. At the end of the day, we all inspired by somebody.
Hell yeah, bro. And I'm so, a nigga, bro. I can for sure say I inspired a lot of people. And the reason a lot of niggas rap, which is now I'm not, I don't want no credit for it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I have really talked to these men one-on-one before their first song. Like, bro, get cracking. Like, what you scared of? You feel me?
Hell
niggas
yeah.
Rapping me, you feel me? Just random places. And I'm like, nigga, do it. Do it. Like I said, I don't want no credit. Just give me $1,000 when y'all blow up so I can get drunk. And celebrate on y'all tab.
Hell me. Well, shit. Hey, man. Well, D-Steez, man. Good luck for coming through in the building
man,
today.
You already know. You already know, man. You heard me podcast.
Hey, I appreciate y'all tuning in today to another episode of the You Heard Me podcast. If you want to hear the audio, go into the link in my bio on Instagram at Gabriel_Mergo. And it's going to take you to a lead tree. Go to the You Heard Me podcast. And you can listen to the audio on 7 of our streaming platforms. You know what I mean? If you want to watch the visual, obviously you're on the YouTube channel. And you can take a look at that. Hey, but subscribe. Hit the notification bell. It's your boy G-Murg. We out. Every time my brothers leave, I tell them I love them, nigga. In this last couple months, I done lost me a couple niggas. Got shot at recently, so right now I ain't trusting niggas. Gotta do my homework, play teacher and plunk a nigga. See, I can't let him take me, I got a son to raise. He only 8 months and shit, niggas dying every day. Trying to progress, but it causes stress when it don't go your way. I'm trying to get...